All right, it's our usual feature every Tuesday, Tech Tuesday. Bridget Carey joins us from CNET to tell us what's going on in the high-tech world. Hi, Bridget. How are you?
Hey, doing good. How are you?
Good.
All right, Christmas time is coming. Amazon is very busy. What do we need to know about what's going on in the whole world of tech? What do you want to talk about?
Well, Amazon has some news that I could share. Just so happens that, yeah, it's the holiday season, and they have a cool thing to show off to get a lot of hype in the media. You know, naturally, good timing on their part, right? But what they've come up with is a new they have this video that demos technology for a new type of store. You don't need to ever go to a checkout line to buy something.
I know, it looks like people are stealing stuff, if you want to know the truth. Explain.
Yeah. Yeah, so like they have this little, sandwich shop or a little grocery store, imagine, and you're just taking things off the shelf, and there are sensors everywhere that are measuring, you know, when someone grabs that cupcake off the shelf, and you have to have your phone with a special app, and it knows that you grabbed the cupcake, and then it automatically charges you when you walk out the door for that item. And that's their concept. It's called Amazon Go. It's something that they're testing now in Seattle. They say it's coming in 2017 to more areas. But, of course, like every time during this season, during the holiday season, Amazon seems to come up with some crazy new tech that they want to get in the media. Remember when they were talking about dropping off with drone deliveries?
Yep.
You know, and that was like a few years ago. And then they had like, oh, check out our cool robots in our warehouse. So once again, it's December and they're showing off some cool things they're doing. Nothing wrong with that, but obviously it's part of the hype. And I don't know how realistic this is coming to our neighborhoods anytime soon, but nevertheless, they are working on this.
Well, plus it has to be something that you want on Amazon, which it would be difficult. I guess they could go like their top sellers and that's what would be in the little pop-up store.
No, they're actually talking about creating like little grocery bodegas. That's something that has been reported already, that Amazon's working into having these little shops around where you work. You go out, get some lunch at an Amazon store. You
so
know?
Just food there? I don't get that.
Yeah, they're actually looking at, well, they already have Amazon Fresh for groceries. This isn't the first step into groceries. Amazon Fresh is like a grocery delivery service. This would be taking those same like food item concept, but instead you just pop in to grab something on the way home or at
lunch. Isn't that what Walgreens is for?
They're doing that more and more at Walgreens. It's becoming more food all the time. Target, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, and Bill, I amazed you when I told you my Amazon story. There were two things my son Dylan ordered, and it was on a weekend. He ordered it in the morning, and it says, you know, one day delivery or today delivery. It came by like 7 o'clock at night
day. That's amazing.
How do they do that?
They make deals with the Postal Service. They deliver on Sundays too, if you haven't noticed. I think what's interesting is if you subscribe to their fast delivery service, it's pretty handy for that last minute gift, because literally last minute you can get something within the hour sometimes.
But this wasn't even a special thing. It's like you can order. I'm a Prime member, so you could order it, and then it says order now, and it will be received by tonight. It was some video game thing. It was a cord for his, maybe Xbox. I can't remember. But now, do they have a deal then with maybe a local GameStop where somebody then goes and gets it and delivers it? Is that how they do that?
No, it actually depends on the item, and it depends on where the warehouse is near where you live. So some items just happen to be quick enough for them to get to you, and they've calculated this, and other items are like two-day shipping. So if it's popular enough, they tend to offer a lot of things. Like you said, it makes sense for an accessory, something quick that they can, you know, have in their warehouse, how they divide it up.
I don't have to tip them, do I? I mean, it's like a pizza delivery now.
You should still tip.
I didn't answer the door. I let them leave it there.
All right. So, Bridget, when this becomes a reality, I know you said they're just test marketing this where you don't have to wait in line and pay for stuff. It'll be kind of in all stores, right? They'll put it wherever they can possibly put it, wouldn't they?
I think this question of how can you make checking out easier has been something a lot of tech companies have tried. Jack Dorsey and his company Square, they've tried this where maybe the cashier can see your face on a screen when you come in because it senses your phone is in the building. But it's been a hard time for others to kind of implement it, because obviously other stores have to buy new technology and cover their entire store with sensors. I mean, this is the kind of thing that they say is the same technology that smart cars use, you know, when they do self-driving technology.
Yeah.
And you go, okay, how many of your local shops are going to invest like this? So I think this is Amazon showing off what's possible. I don't know if they'll license it to other places.
All right. Speaking of phones, I know the Galaxy Note 7 was exploding. I went on Southwest Airlines website yesterday to see if my husband's flight was on time. And there's a big thing that pops up that anyone who owns a Galaxy Note phone, it's not allowed to be on the plane. There's now a theory from a research group that figured out why it was catching fire.
Yeah, so Samsung has yet to say what it thinks is the reason for the exploding phone fiasco, that, you know, is the reason why no one should have a Note 7 anymore. But this manufacturing engineering company bought one. They took it apart, and they found a couple of problems. Mostly, the battery had no physical room for error, and there were potential risk factors that if something went wrong, fire was the next answer. So for one, a phone battery needs to have separate the positive and the negative layers, right? And the engineers saw that the separators, these little thin polymer strips, they're too thin. So what do? You sit on your phone, you put some pressure on it. If that's enough to pop out one of these separators, and boom, you got yourself pants on fire, exploding phone.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
And then two, here's the bigger thing. The space around the battery, like when you slip the battery actually into the whole phone itself, there wasn't much space at all. And when you charge your battery, they swell a little. Usually an engineer will give about 10% extra space around for that battery to swell, and there was hardly any space for the Note 7. So you can theorize from all this that, all right, Samsung's out to make things thinner, less space, put more battery juice in there. And they did it to the risk of this by not having any little room for give.
That's pretty interesting. Now, did these same researchers go and buy a washer and dryer from Samsung to see why those were exploding?
Oh, man, Samsung's, man, 2016, what a year.
Right? It is a crazy year.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't test the washer and dryer? Because, well, I mean, isn't it weird that it's all Samsung stuff?
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, they make so much. I think with the washer and dryer, it was the fact that bolts got loose. So when you stuffed in a massive, comforter and you put it on the high cycle, their whatever they used to connect the bolts just couldn't handle it, and it would just start popping apart. So yeah, it's good advice. You know, don't overstuff things on the highest setting. But still, I know you can't trust anything now when they mass produce this stuff.
And we don't have a lot of time, but there is now something on Google where you can share. You can click on a trusted contact. Explain that really quickly.
It's kind of an interesting concept. If you're a trusted contact for someone, you can request their location. So say you're a parent, you want to know where your kid is, you're a trusted contact. You can say, hey, I want to know where you are. If they don't respond in 5 minutes, still you get their last known GPS location, and vice versa. They could broadcast if they're hurt, help me, I'm hurt, or I'm okay, but I need help, and it'll send it out to all the trusted contacts, your GPS location. I mean, hikers kind of use this kind of stuff already, but now it's coming to Android phones and soon iPhones.
I have used that on numerous occasions where, you know, the kids need to be picked up somewhere and they don't exactly know where they are. And it's like, share your location with me. And the minute they don't, they lose their phone forever.
Yeah, iPhone has this too in a different way. It's called Find My Friends.
Yeah.
This is another cool way for Google to do it.
Can it see you when you're in the bathroom using your phone? Because
no.
I'm telling you, that's where most people get most of their Facebook posts done.
Well, I don't know how accurate that GPS is.
All right, good. That's all I
want
to know.
That's good news for
everybody. I don't want my boss to know where I am.
No, no. Bridget, thanks so much. Have a good rest of the week.
Thanks, you too.
That's Bridget Carey from CNET. That's where you want to go, CNET.com. It's on your computer. We'll take a quick break and then more show. Bill and Wendy, WGN.